AP News for this Sunday, December 4th. I'm Jackie Quinn. OPEC and its partners have decided to keep oil production steady despite global concerns over supply. Our Naomi Shannon reports.
Back in October, OPEC announced a 2 million barrels per day cut in oil production that still remains in effect and was met with much criticism. But while the US and Europe want to punish Russia for the war in Ukraine, they also want to prevent a sudden loss of Russian crude.
But prices have been dropping. The AAA says the average price per gallon in the US is $3.41. That's down from this summer's high of over $5. The National Transportation Safety Board's investigating a fiery blast this weekend at a home in Atlanta. Two people were killed in the blaze. It apparently involved a leak of natural gas. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the Federal Department of Health and Human Services to be ready to help cities like New York, where cases of the RSV virus are surging.
Babies are suffering from collapsed lungs and needed oxygen assistance to breathe. Their parents keep vigil next to the hospital bed. They don't go to sleep because they're worried their child will stop breathing and they'll miss it. So it's a nightmare.
Audio courtesy of WABC. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wants to keep COVID mandates mandatory for the military. Congress may try to remove the mandate this week. Authorities in Louisiana are releasing details of a woman arrested for injuring six sheriff's deputies on Thanksgiving Day while refusing to get off a plane in New Orleans. Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State make the college football playoff. It gives the Big Ten multiple programs in the four-team field for the first time. Black Panther Wakanda Forever remains tops at the box office. This is AP News. An update in the shooting death of a rapper in Houston, Texas.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Houston police have arrested 33-year-old Patrick Xavier Clark on a murder charge in the shooting death of rapper Takeoff of the group Migos. Police say Takeoff was an innocent bystander when he was killed outside a bowling alley last month. Police Sergeant Michael Burrow says there are still dozens of witnesses who left the scene who could fill in details.
It's important that those people come forward, and we're still looking to talk to a lot of those people.
The Kennedy Center Honors will celebrate musicians Amy Grant, U2, and Gladys Knight, composer Tanya Leon, and actor George Clooney on Sunday. CBS will air the tributes in their honor in a special on December 28th.
Goonies never say die!
The house in Astoria, Oregon, featured in the film The Goonies, has sold to a fan who plans to preserve it. Oregon Live reports the house was listed in November for nearly $1.7 million. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save.